right, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早上好。
I know that what Hui Gang, our brother Hui Gang just said, his mother-in-law is very pleased to hear.
相信刚才慧刚说的话我的妈妈非常高兴能够听到。
Yes, that's right. So we are, our team here is very upbeat this morning.
今天我们的敬拜团队在这里兴致很高昂。
And I do, you know, just want to send a warm welcome. I hope everyone at home, you have a cheerful heart, and I pray that you would engage in worship together with us.
所以我今天的祷告是我们在家里敬拜的弟兄姐妹也同样有一颗欢欣雀跃的心，我们能够一起在这里很有活力的来敬拜神。
You know, we have been steadily now moving through the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们现在已经不断的查考哥林多前书有一阵子了。
And I love how all throughout God's word, he gives us these pictures to help us understand the Christian's life or his love for us.
Oh, 非常喜欢在经文里神借着一幅幅的画面让我们来理解基督徒的生活，让我们来理解他对我们的爱。
And for those who enjoy exercise, right? I think you enjoy exercise, right? For those of you who enjoy exercise or sports,
我们在座的我们许多弟兄姐妹喜欢运动。
I love that last week in the text we saw that God gives us a picture for the Christian life.
我很喜爱上周神借的经文让我们看到一幅描述基督徒生命的画面。
And Pastor James helped us to frame that up.
范长老帮助我们看到了这幅画面。
That the Christian's life, every Christian, is the picture of us running this race.
我们看到这幅画面是每一个基督徒都在进行一场赛跑。
Running the race as if you were running to win the prize.
我们在赛跑，我们在奔跑为的是要得着奖赏。
But that this prize that we're running for is not for salvation.
但是我们所要得到的这个奖赏，我们不断的奔跑，不是为了得到救恩。
Because salvation's a free gift by grace.
因为救恩是神白白赐给我们的礼物。
But he helped us to see that we're running this race to win these rewards, the reward that will be rewarded to us.
但是我们奔跑是为了得着天上的奖赏。
And I hope that we were all just encouraged, inspired, I know I was at home, to just continue to run in that way.
我盼望大家都像我一样受到了很大的鼓励和激励，让我们能够不断地为基督来奔跑。
But as I was thinking about this week,
但这周我又有了更多的想法。
If running the race means to spiritually advance,
如果赛跑意义是在属灵上能够成长，
then there will be times when we are not able to run for whatever reason, and that means we may be in a spiritually not advancing or spiritually struggling.
那也就意味着有的时候出于某种原因我们不能够不断地奔跑，那么我们在属灵上就也许停滞不前，也许跌跌撞撞。
If we are all to be running this race,
如果我们都是要这样赛跑，
and by running the race it means that we are spiritually thriving,
如果不停地奔跑意味着我们属灵上很兴旺兴盛，
then there will be times when a Christian may face spiritually not thriving and spiritually not doing so well.
那也就是说有的时候我们属灵上也可能不是那么的兴盛，也可能萎靡，也可能衰退。
Perhaps there are times, and I think we all have experienced it before, where we have spiritually fallen.
也许过去我们都曾经经历过我们属灵上的低潮的时候。
Christians run the race. That's what we do.
基督徒都在赛跑。
But every race has its obstacles.
但每一场赛跑都有它的障碍。
Every race will have hindrances.
每一场赛跑都会有一些阻挡。
Every race will have, its challenges. Yeah.
都会有，每一场赛跑都会有不同的挑战。
I remember watching this movie about a 24-hour, car race.
我记得看过
sports car race, yeah.
一场电影啊，讲的是一个24小时不断的赛车比赛。
This is the world's oldest and active, still active, race today, that's held every year, I believe, in France.
这种赛车赛呢，是每年在法国举行，它是历史上，世界上历史最长的，仍在举办的赛车。
This 24-hour sports car race,
这个24小时的赛车
is a grueling endurance race for these drivers.
对这些赛车手来说是一场艰苦的耐力。
It's not even so much about the car's performance as much it is about the driver's endurance.
所以这不是赛车的性能有多好，更在乎于这些赛车手他们的耐力有多好。
It's very much expected that the drivers will struggle in this race.
所以呢，这些赛车手呢，都是会在这个比赛中有所挣扎。
Because sometimes they are battling weather, like hard rain that is making the track slick.
因为有的时候呢，可能会下暴雨，让他们的赛车道很泥泞。
The drivers struggle with mental exhaustion or mental fatigue.
赛车手们呢，也常常会思想上非常疲惫，精疲力尽。
The drivers, of course, will struggle with physical exhaustion.
而且他们身体上呢也非常的劳累，极度的疲乏。
And in this movie, before there was, like radio communication with the drivers,
在这场电影里说到，在没有无线电通讯以前，
the driver's team, each driver's team has a sign.
每个赛车手的团队、
like this. Yeah.
都会举着个标语。
And that as their driver is passing by for the lap,
当他们的赛车手一圈一圈的经过团队的时候，
the team will write a, sometimes a warning on the sign.
所以他们的团队呢，有的时候会在这标语牌上写上一些警告。
And they will hold it up to the driver as they are driving by.
当他们的车手经过的时候，他们就举起这些警示。
And they'll say, watch out for that one turn, because it's very wet right now.
有的时候他们会说，注意前面那个拐弯非常的湿滑。
Sometimes they will write on that sign a word of encouragement for that driver. Like, keep going, keep it up, stay awake.
有的时候他们又会写上一些鼓励的话语，加油，保持警醒。
And I was wondering.
我在想。
If Christians are running this race,
如果基督徒在赛跑，
does God give us any signs of warning or encouragement?
神是否也会给我们一些警示牌或者鼓励的牌子呢？
I wonder if God gives us sometimes a warning sign or an encouragement sign to make sure that we stay on course and that we're able to continue to spiritually thrive and not spiritually decline.
我在想，神是否也常常给我们一个警示牌或者一句鼓励的话，好让我们不偏离轨道，让我们继续在属灵上兴盛，而不是属灵衰退。
And I think if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 today,
所以我想今天跟大家一起来查考哥林多前书第十章，
we will see that that is in fact what God provides for us.
我们就会看到的确神为我们有了这样的预备和供应。
So turn your Bibles open, grab your Bibles, and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're moving on into chapter 10.
所以我现在邀请大家一起翻到圣经哥林多前书第十章。
And before we jump into the word, let's ask for God's help and His guidance for us this morning.
在我们查考神的话语之前，让我们透过祷告来求神的光照和引领。
Father, we come before you, whether we are at home or here.
天父，今天早上我们来到你的面前，不管我们是在教会还是在家里。
We want to fully be present in this time of worshiping our God.
我们想要在敬拜我们的主的这段时间里，全然的把自己献上。
We offer you our minds, our hearts, our bodies, and this next hour we pray that you would speak to each one of us where we are.
我们要把我们的身心灵完全的献上，我们求你在今天早上，不论我们每个人的境况如何，你都亲自的对我们讲话。
And we ask for your help this morning.
我们求你帮助我们。
Because you are the center of our worship.
因为你是我们敬拜的中心。
So we ask that we would see you and that your name would be glorified.
我们求是你的名能够得到荣耀。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
After Paul tells them that the Christians are to run this race,
在保罗告诉他们基督徒要赛跑之后，
Paul now gives them these warning signs, these signs of both warning and encouragement.
保罗接下来就给了他们这些警示牌或者鼓励的话语。
To help them to navigate the track.
来帮助他们驾驭这个赛道。
And in the first section, verses 1 through 11,
在第十章的第一部分，第一节到第十节。
Paul gives the first warning sign.
保罗给了第一个警示牌。
And the first warning sign is that we need to remember the example of Israel.
第一个警告就是让我们要吸取以色列的教训。
He wants us to learn from the costly mistakes of Israel. That's the sign.
第一个警示牌，他要我们从以色列的惨痛教训中学习。
The first warning sign is to help us to avoid spiritual decline by remembering the patterns of Israel.
第一个警示牌，让我们要防止属灵的衰退，我们要以以色列为借鉴。
Look at verse 6.
我们看一下第六节。
Now these things...In the Israelites' life, took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
So, how many of you have ever read about Israel?
我们有多少人啊读过关于以色列的历史呢？
And how many of you, as you read about Israel, have ever wondered, like me?
你们有没有像我一样，当我们读他们的历史的时候，有这样的问题？
If you just experience the power of God,
当你刚刚经历过神的大能，
if you saw firsthand and you even tasted the goodness of God in your life,
当你亲眼看到，甚至你已经亲自的尝到了神恩典的美善。
Why do you respond like that to God?
你怎么会对神有那样的反应呢？
And I always wondered if God shows himself to me like he did to Israel.
我常常想，如果神像他显现给以色列那样向我显现。
I thought before, I don't think I'm going to be like the Israelites.
我以前想，我肯定不会像以色列人那样。
So if you're like me, when you read about Israel, you're wondering, why do you do that to God?
如果你像我，当我们读的以色列历史，我们就想，你怎么会对神那样呢？
I mean, you experience miracles.
你经历了神迹。
You experience God providing for you in powerful ways.
你看到神用这样大能的方式为你们供应。
And then after that, you turn away from God.
然后马上你就向神从神转离。
This is what Paul is saying in verses 1 through 11. It took me a while to understand that, so that's a quick summary.
所以呢，这就是我花了一段时间才理解保罗在1到11节要我们讲的话。
He says in verse 1, For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
他说弟兄们我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下都从海中经过都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
He even says, and they all ate the same spiritual food and drank all the same spiritual drink.
他甚至说并且都吃了一样的零食也都喝了一样的灵水。
But then jump down to verse 5.
但是我们再跳到第五节。
Nevertheless, he says, with most of them, most of Israel, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
在第五节他说到但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人所以在旷野里倒闭。
So Paul is writing all of this stuff to show us the pattern of Israel.
所以保罗写了这些让我们看到以色列的行为模式。
People who God showed himself to.
这些人都是神亲自显现给他们看过。
And they turned their backs over and over again on God.
但是他们一而再再而三的转脸不认神。
And then so let's jump down to verse 11.
那我们跳到第11节。
And he says, now these things happened to them,Right, these, okay, verse 11, oh my goodness, I cannot. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction on whom the end of the ages has come.
第十一节讲到他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒并且写在经上正是警戒我们这末世的人。
In other words,
换句话说
Paul is saying, here's a sign.
保罗是在说这是警示。
When you read about the pattern of Israel,
当你读到以色列的行为模式
learn from their mistakes,
从他们身上吸取教训
learn from their mistakes,
吸取他们的教训。
And then Paul goes on to even list a few things specifically.
接下来保罗又开始列出了几项特别的警告。
And I didn't want to just skip through this whole section. I think there's value for us to just consider a few of the things that Paul lists out specifically.
所以我想我们也要来看看这几样特别的警告。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He says, watch out for idolatry in your life.
他警告我们要警惕生活中的偶像崇拜。
Watch out for idolatry in your life.
警惕生活中的偶像崇拜。
Don't be like Israel.
不要像以色列那样。
You might say, I don't serve idols. I don't have idols in my house that I bow down to.
你可能说我不敬拜偶像，我家里没有偶像。
We already got rid of all of our idols when we became Christians.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们就把一切的偶像都弃绝了。
Which you should, by the way.
你应该要这样做。
But.Remember in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, God shows us that we can have idols in our hearts.
但是记得在以西结书里，神告诉我们，我们心中可能也会有些偶像。
You may not bow down to a physical idol.
你可能不会对着一个具体的偶像下拜。
But oftentimes we create idols in our heart.
但我们常常在我们心里面创造出另一个偶像。
Things that steal our attention away from God.
就是那些把我们的注意力从神的身上转移的东西。
Things that we run to save us out of our situation in life, and it's not God.
那些我们如果遇到麻烦，我们就会转向那些东西，是属神以外的东西。
Things that we...Try to find our joy in and not God.
一些我们引以为乐的东西，那不是神的东西。
Pastor John Piper has this wonderful phrase that's always remained with me, and he says this.
约翰泰伯牧师有这样一段话，我很喜欢。
He says, "We make a God out of whatever we find most joy in. So find your joy in God, and be done with all idolatry."
他说道：“我们总是把自己引以为乐的东西奉为神。”所以要以神为乐，弃绝一切偶像。
So in verse 7, Paul is saying, learn from Israel. Don't be like them. Watch out for idolatry in your life.
所以在第七节，保罗的意思就是说，以以色列为鉴戒，不要拜偶像。
And then in verse 8, Paul says, watch out for sexual immorality in your life.
在第八节，保罗又说，我们也不要行奸淫。
The Israelites were very influenced by the world around them.
以色列人很受到他们周遭的世界的影响。
Whatever the world around them was like, they began to believe that that was acceptable.
只要是周遭世界上很流行的事情，他们就认为在他们的生命中那也是可以允许的。
And the world around them was filled with sexual immorality.
他们当时的世界上充满了不道德的性行为。
And they, Israel, fell into sexual sin often.
那么以色列人也常常就是坠落在这个不道德的性行为当中。
You know, in our church,
你知道在我们教会中
there have been very humble and honest brothers who have come to me to confess, and I work with them in their struggle with pornography.
甚至在我们教会中都有一些很谦卑很诚实的弟兄来到我的面前来认罪想要悔改我们一起来抵制色情。
I have prayed and I believe that there are brothers in our church who struggle with pornography and sexual sin.
我不断的祷告，因为我知道在我们教会中有弟兄们在与色情在做抵制，有挣扎。
The sexual sin of pornography is devastating.
色情的这样的罪呢，是具有毁灭性的。
Bex and I both know Christians outside of this church.
师母和我都知道我们教会外的有些基督徒。
Where the sexual sin of pornography has led people, into deeper sexual sins.
我们知道呢，色情的上的犯所犯的罪，能够让导致人犯更严重的。
And that these deeper sexual sins have devastated and really hurt marriages.
那这些更严重的性行为上的犯罪能够毁灭婚姻。
And even for singles,
甚至单身的
the effects of pornography will have devastating effects on your future marriage.
对色情的上瘾。会对你将来的婚姻造成毁坏。
Brothers and sisters, God takes sexual sin very seriously.
弟兄姐妹们，神对这个奸淫的犯罪看得很严重。
And this world is almost pushing that upon Christians.
但是这个世界呢，几乎是在把色情向基督徒来兜售。
So in verse 8, Paul's reminding the church,Watch out for sexual immorality in your midst.
所以在第八节，保罗就提醒教会要警惕生活中不道德的性行为。
In verse 9 and verse 10,
接下来第九和第十节
he says, watch out for ungodly discontentment in your life.
他说到要警惕你生活中的不敬虔的怨气。
Ungodly discontentment.
不敬虔的不满。
You see, this is referring to the book of Numbers.
你看，这个其实就讲到了民数记。
When I think we all remember when Israel was hungry and the Lord miraculously provided food for them.
我想我们都记得，当以色列人很饥饿的时候，神行了神迹为他们供应食物。
But even after receiving daily miracles of food,
但是就在他们每日都领受到啊神迹，神的供应。
Israel grumbled.
以色列发怨言。
What is grumbling?
发怨言是什么意思？
Grumbling is to mutter.Or murmur in a low, low voice with discontentment.
发怨言就是心中不满，然后低声的啊嘀嘀咕咕或者嘟嘟囔囔。
Even after you may experience provision from God,
甚至当你刚刚领受过神的供应。
All humans have a tendency to mutter under their breath.
人都有这样的倾向，要不满的低声低谷。
It does happen sometimes when we become discontented in a very ungodly way.
所以常常我们有的时候非常不敬虔的这样发怨言。
And we begin to mutter in discontentment.
然后我们就低声的嘟囔，怨天尤人。
You know, it's funny that in the Psalms,
很有意思的是在诗篇中
we're actually learning toCry out to God when things are undesirable in life.
当我们的生活有不顺心的时候，我们实际上是学习如何向神呼求。
God wants us to cry out to Him sometimes even with loud emotion.
神想喜悦我们向他呼求，有的时候是大声的呼求。
When we are facing something very undesirable.
当我们面对非常不顺心的事情的时候。
But grumbling,
但是发怨言
is often a discontentment that is not expressed to God, but it is ultimately about God.
发怨言呢，不是说对着神表达你的不满，而是对神自己有不满。
Or what He's provided for us.
或者对神为我们的供应表示不满。
So Paul's saying, learn from the costly mistakes of Israel.
所以保罗说，让我们以以色列为鉴戒。
Look at their pattern.
看看他们的行为模式。
And if you want to avoid the spiritual, troubles ahead, learn from them. He says, look at the warning sign. And he says, learn from their mistakes.
所以保罗就像举着一个警示牌说，注意了，注意了，如果你不想陷入以色列啊所犯的错，你就要向他们的教训吸取。
You know, my father gave me a great bit of advice when I remember I was in my college years.
当我在读大学的时候，我的父亲给了我一个很好的建议。
It wasn't like this word for word, but it's like this in summary.
不是一字不差的原话，但是它基本上的意思是。
He said to me, son, look at the people around you.
他说，孩子啊，你看看你身边的人。
Look at the traits that you admire in people.
看看你所敬仰的人身上的特点。
Or 敬仰的特地 right? Not necessarily always the people that you admire. He says, look at the traits in people that you admire.
你看看你周遭的人身上你所敬仰的他们的特点。
And he said to me, learn from them.
他说向他们学习。
And then he said,Look at the mistakes that people make around you, things that are not admirable. And he said, learn from their mistakes.
他同时也说，也看看你周遭的人身上那些不值得敬仰的，他们所犯的错误，你也要从中吸取教训。
That's some wise advice, Dad. I've always remembered that.
爸爸，这是多么好的忠告，我一直记得。
And then Dad said, look at my life and learn from my mistakes.
爸爸也说，看看我的生命，也从我身上学习。
And he said, I believe you will be better than me.
我相信你会吸取我的教训，能够成为比我更好的人。
Do you see that Paul is doing that here?
你是否看到保罗也正在这样做？
Paul is saying to them,
保罗对他们说，
Learn from the mistakes of those who have gone before you.
从你的前车之鉴学习。
Because they went off track.
因为他们偏离了轨道。
They spiritually stumbled.
他们属灵上跌倒了。
And so when you read about them,
当你读他们的历史,
and you wonder,
你在想,
they experience God's power.
他们经历了神的大能。
Why would they turn away from God?
他们为什么会背离神呢?
And when you read about them and ask that question,
当你读他们的历史问这样的问题,
Paul says, learn from them.
保罗说向他们从他们身上吸取教训。
Do you respond to God's goodness the way Israel does?
你对神美善的回应是像以色列那样吗?
But remember,
记得,
that there is a difference between you and the people Israel.
在你和以色列人身上有一个不同。
Because God has given to you something that they lacked.
因为神给了你他们所缺乏的一样。
Christ has given you His Spirit to dwell within you.
基督赐下圣灵住在我们里面。
You have God Himself, God the Spirit, who dwells in you to empower you, to give you the power that even Israel didn't have.
你的里面有神的灵，有神大能的灵，让你有这样的能力，能够比以色列人做得更好。
And so Paul is saying more like my dad, you have the opportunity to do what they couldn't.
就像我的父亲跟我说，你可以做得更好，因为你们有他们所缺乏的。So
learn from their mistakes.
所以从他们身上吸取教训。Because
you will face so many trials.
因为你将要遇到许多的试炼。You
will face so many temptations.
你要遇到许多的试探。To
go off track.
你会偏离轨道。To
cause you to want to go away from God.
会让你想要背离神。
But that's also why Paul held up another sign for them.
那也就是为什么保罗又举起了另一个警示牌。
Paul held up another sign for them.
另一个警告。
And Paul said, whatever you are facing in life,
保罗说，不论你在生活中面对什么，
you are not alone.
你并不孤单。
Whatever you are facing in life, you are not alone.
无论你在生活中面对什么，你都不孤单。You
know, in every Christian's life,
你知道在每一个基督徒的生命中,
there are circumstances or struggles that we face.
我们常常要面对一些境况或一些挣扎。There
are always going to be struggles that we have to go through.
我们生命中总是有一些我们要度过的挣扎。And
I know for me, and as well as for you, sometimes in those moments,
我知道对你我来讲,有时候在那些境况中,
you may think, why is this so hard for me?
你可能会想,为什么我这么艰难呢?
You look around and you look at other people and you wonder, why is this so hard for me?
你向四周看看，你看看别人，你就想，为什么对我来讲这么艰难呢？
You might even wonder, God, why am I the only one to have to face this type of circumstance?
你甚至可能会问神，为什么是我呢？为什么单单我要面对这样的处境呢？
Have you ever felt that way before?
你以前有这样想过吗？
Let me tell you a little secret.
我想跟大家分享一个秘密。
When you are trying to run this race for Christ,
当你试图为基督奔跑,
you will often, every Christian will find themselves at some point asking themselves that very same question.
你常常会，每一个基督徒都在某个时间会问这样的问题。
The little secret is that you are not the only one to ask that question.
所以秘密就是你不是那唯一一个人要问这样的问题。
Every Christian asks this question, why am I the only one who has to go through something like this?
每一个基督徒都会问神，为什么我是那唯一一个要经历这样艰难的人呢？
But here, Paul is putting up a sign of encouragement.
然后保罗这里又举起了一个鼓励的标牌。
Whatever you are going through,
无论你经历什么，
you are not the only one who has faced something like this.
你不是那个唯一要面对这一切的。
Look at verse 13.
让我们看看第十三节。
No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
No temptation has seized you that is not common to all.
你们所遇见的试探没有一样不是别人也曾经经历过。
This word here for temptation, it's actually, believe it or not, a neutral word.
这里试探这个词其实是一个中性词。
Some translations use the word trial.
有一些版本呢也用试炼。
So we can also say that there is no trial that you are facing that is not common to all.
所以我们也可以说你们所遇见的试炼无非是人所能受的。
But there is a reason why temptation is used here because the word very much depends on its context.
但是这里用试探是有原因的，因为词的意思取决于它的上下文。
When the Israelites faced what they faced,
当以色列面对他们所面对的，
in those very hard times,
在那非常艰困的时候，
it is easy to see how they wereTempted to forget about God or to be tempted to go against God.
我们不难想象他们会受到这样的试探，要忘记神，甚至背离神。
And Paul saying, in those moments where you feel so tempted to go against God,
保罗在说，当你遇到这样的时候，你受到试探，想要背离神的时候，
When you're tempted to go your own way and not to go the way of God,
当你受到试探，想要偏行己路而不是神的路的时候，
Remember that others have been in the same predicament.
要记得他人也曾经在这样的艰难中。
It doesn't matter where you are in history.
不管你处在历史中的哪一个时刻，
It doesn't matter what gender you are.
也不管你是什么性别，
It doesn't matter what culture you are from.
不在乎你的文化背景如何。
It doesn't matter if you're young or you're old.
也无论你年轻还是年长。
We all face temptation.
我们都面对试探。
That's why verse 13 says it's common to all.
那就是为什么十三节讲到无非是人所能受。
Those moments when you doubt.
当你疑惑的时候。
Those moments when you are wondering, God, what are you doing?
当你在想神啊，你在做什么？
Whatever you're facing in life, you're not alone.
不管你在生活中面对什么，你并不孤单。
You know what struck me this week when I was thinking about this?
你知道，给我印象很深刻，当我思想这段经文的时候。
Is when did Israel spiritually decline or spiritually fall.
就是什么时候以色列属灵溃败或者属灵衰退。
Because often it was the times after that they had experienced God's goodness and God's power and God's miracles in their life.
常常是在他们刚刚领受过、经历过神的大能、神的奇迹和神的美善。
Oftentimes it was after they experienced God, that's when they stumbled.
常常当他们经历神以后，他们就跌倒。
It's when they were so desperately hungry and they needed food.
他们极其绝望，他们非常的饥饿，需要食物。
And so God displayed His power to them and provided them food miraculously to show them His power.
神展示了他的大能，奇迹的提供了食物给他们。
And they had this mountaintop experience of God.
他们有像山一样的见证。
And it's after they experience God in this amazing way,
但就当他们这样奇妙的经历神以后,
that they began to grumble and complain.
他们就开始不满发怨言。
And this can be true in our life.
这在我们的生命中也有可能是如此。
And I was thinking about why.
我就在想为什么呢?
Why is it that after we have this great experience of God, that's when we stumble?
在想为什么当我们很奇妙的经历神之后，我们就马上跌倒了呢?
Why is it that it's after we experience God's power and His work in our life, that's when we sometimes go into a spiritual decline?
为什么当我们非常奇妙地经历了神的大能和我们生命中的大功的时候，我们进入了一个属灵的低潮期呢？
Why is it in David's life when after he experienced all of these victories of God in his life, after that he spiritually collapsed?
为什么在大卫王经历了许多属灵的胜利之后，他就经历了这样属灵的崩溃呢？
You know why?
为什么？
Because as we see one anotherAnd we see God working in each other's life and in our life.
因为就像我们看到神在我们彼此的生命中行大能做大功的时候。
The enemy of God, Satan, also sees God's work in people's life.
神的仇敌撒旦也看到神在基督徒身上所做的。
And whenever the enemy of God sees the work of God in someone's life or in the church,
每当撒旦看到神在教会或基督徒身上所做的大功的时候
We better be on guard.
我们就要警惕了。
Because the Bible tells us
因为经文告诉我们
that Satan has come to steal and to kill and to destroy.
撒旦来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Whenever Satan sees the work of God powerfully manifest in someone's life,
每当撒旦看到神的作为在某人的身上用大能展现出来的时候
，the demonic forces will be working on overtime to try to destroy the work of God in someone's life.
魔鬼就会加倍的。做工要想要拆毁神所建造的。
The Bible says that Satan is the great deceiver.
圣经里告诉我们，撒旦是那个最会撒谎的。
So when God is doing a powerful work in your life,
所以当神在你的生命中行大能的作为的时候
，When God is about to bring a spiritual breakthrough in your life.
当神要在你的生命中给你带来属灵的突破的时候
，The enemy of God is going to want to deceive you.
神的仇敌就想要来欺哄你
，and try to wreck the work of God in your life.
想要毁坏神在你生命中的作为。
He will try to lead us into the wrong thinking.
他想要骗我们去有一些错误的思想。
But whatever you are facing in life,
但不论你在生命中面对什么
and as the enemy is attacking in your life,
甚至当仇敌在攻击你的生命的时候
remember that you are not alone.
要记得你并不孤单
You are not the only one who has faced these type of struggles and attacks from the enemy.
你不是唯一那个经历这些挑战和受到仇敌攻击的
In fact, the best place to be,
实际上最好的景况
is to actually recognize this, to be on guard and to know it.
就是要认识到这一点，要警惕，要知道。
Those in the church who recognize that there exists spiritual battles are better off than those who don't.
在教会中那些能够意识到警觉到我们处在属灵征战当中的人比那些没有这样的认识的人情况要好
Those who spend the time to check and examine and reflect on their spiritual condition and their spiritual mentality are in the best place that they can be
所以我们能够所处最好的境况，就是我们不断的来到神的面前，要省察我们的属灵状况，我们要检查自己的思想。It's
when you don't think that the enemy is deceiving you, that's when you have a problem.
正当你认为自己平安无事，仇敌没有攻击你的时候，就是你最危险的时候。
If you're not aware today that the enemy has some type of deception going on in your life to affect you spiritually, think again.
如果你今天以为仇敌在你身上没有说什么谎言，没有行什么诡计，那你要再想一想。
That's why verse 12 will say, therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
这也就是为什么十二节说，所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。One
translation actually says it this way.
有一个版本实际上这样讲。Forget
about self-confidence.
忘掉自信。Self-confidence
is useless.
自信是无用的。Rather,
cultivate God confidence.
反而你要培养对神的信心。Don't
be so confident that you stand, lest you fall.
不要那么自满，以为你站立得稳，免得跌倒。Develop
a God confidence.
我们要培养对神的信心。Ever
since I was young, I loved to ride anything with a board.
我从小就喜欢滑任何的板子。Or
wheels, but I love anything on a board.
我特别喜欢一个板子。It
could be skateboard, it could be a surfboard, it could be a snowboard.
可以是滑轮板、冲浪板或者滑雪板。But
the little secret to riding a board
滑板的秘诀在于,
is that you have to ride with confidence.
你要充满自信地滑,
but not overconfidence.
但不是过于自信。On
a snowboard,
在雪板上,
if you ride timidly,
如果你非常胆怯地滑,
you'll never enjoy the sport.
你就永远也不能够享受这项运动。Actually,
if you ride fearfully,
如果你非常战战兢兢地滑,
that's when you start to get more exhausted.
那你就会很快地就精疲力尽。You
have to trust the board.
你要信任那块板子。You
have to keep your knees bent and you have to lean into your turns.
你的膝盖要保持弹性，你要向那个拐弯的方向倾倒你的身体。There's
usually a one point in every snowboarder where they cannot master the toe side turn.
滑雪板的运动员常常很难掌握这个拐弯的技巧。And
when my wife was struggling with this particular turn,
当我的太太在很努力地学习这样的拐弯的时候,
I would tell her, you have to have confidence in this turn. You gotta trust that board, and you gotta lean into your turn.
我就会对她提建议, 你要相信这个板子, 你要整个身体要倾倒向那拐弯的方向。And
once she was able to trust the board and lean into that turn,
当他可以相信这个板子, 能够转弯的时候，轻身向那个拐弯的方向的时候,
now she can just go down that hill and just ride.
然后她就可以非常优雅的这样子滑雪。She
keeps her knees bent.
她的膝盖是保持弹性。She's
confident in the board.
她在板上非常有自信。But
every now and then you'll find a snowboarder who's riding a little bit too tall.
但有的时候你会看到一个滑雪者呢，他站得有点太直了。A
little bit too confident in himself.
过于自信。And
if you're standing too tall,
如果你站得太直,
you're going to hit that little bump of snow and you're going to collapse.
你会撞到一块的雪块，然后你就摔倒了。If
anyone thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall.
任何自以为站立得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
If you think that the enemy is not trying to destroy the work of God in your life, think again.
如果你以为仇敌不想要毁坏神在你身上的作为，再想一想。
But know that you don't have to face it with fear or timidity that situation that you're in.
但要记得，在你的境况中，你不需要带着胆怯、战惊的心来面对。
Before God, you can be humble.
在神的面前，你要谦卑。
But develop a God confidence.
但是你要培养出一种对神的自信。
That Jesus has already won the victory.
因为耶稣已经得胜。
Don't allow yourself to get that close to sin.
不要容许你离近离罪靠得太近。
Don't think that you're the only one in the church that Satan is not trying to deceive and destroy.
不要以为你是教会里唯一那一个撒旦不想要毁坏、不想要欺骗的人。
But as you're facing those circumstances,
当你在面对这些处境的时候
，know that you're not alone.
知道你并不孤单。
That's the warning sign Paul was giving there.
这是保罗给他们的警告。
And there's one more sign that I see in this text that Paul is holding up for us as we run this race.
在这段经文中还有一个警告牌，我看保罗。
It's a wonderful sign of encouragement.
是一个非常美好的鼓励。
It's the sign of encouragement so that we won't spiritually fall.
这个鼓励的话语让我们不在属灵上跌倒。
And he's saying that if God leads you to it, God will lead you through it.
他说，若是神带你到那里，他必引领你度过。
I want you to listen to this.
请仔细听。
It doesn't matter what you're facing in life.
无论你在生命中面对什么。
You might be in a season today where you are struggling to understand what God is doing.
也许你正在经历这样一个时期，你不能明白神在做什么。
You're struggling to understand where is he leading in this.
你看不见神要带领你去到哪里。
You might be preparing for a season ahead.
或者你正在预备前面的时期。
Where you know things are gonna really get difficult here.
你知道前面事情就要变得非常的艰难。
Or you may be in a circumstance of your life that has not changed for years and years.
又或者你在生命中经历了一个停滞不前的时期。
And you still don't completely understand why God put you in this type of place in life.
你还是不能明白神为什么要把你放在这样的一个境况中。
Whatever you're facing,
不论你面对什么
You are facing a very real temptation to not depend on God. You will be facing a real temptation to go against God.
你都在面对一个真实的一个试探，想要让你背离神，想要让你偏离神给你的轨道。
Now God is not leading you to sin.
神不是要带领你到罪的地步。
But even Jesus was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness.
但甚至基督都被圣灵引到了旷野中。
God will lead us into circumstances where we will face temptation to go against Him.
神会领我们到一个地方，让我们会受到一些试探，要背离他。
Regardless of what you are facing in life,
不论你在生命中遇到什么
you must know this.
你必须记得
that God loves you so much.
神深深的爱你
God loves you so much.
神深切的爱你
So that no matter what you face.
所以不论你面对什么
He will always show you the way through.
他总会让你看到一条出路。
If God leads you to it, He will lead you through it.
若是神带你到那里，他必引领你度过。
Look at the second half of verse 13.
我们看看十三节的后半句。
I love this.
我非常喜爱。
It says, God is faithful.
他说神是信实的。
Wow. Just right there. God is faithful.
就在这里，神是信实的。
Can you say that out loud right now? Say it. God is faithful.
Faithful. 神是信实的。
Turn to someone next to you and say it. God is faithful.
对你身边的人说，神是信实的。
Is that true? God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape so that you may be able to endure it.
神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Have you ever seen a parent walking with their little toddler child?
你有没有看过当父母亲跟他们的正在学走路的小朋友一起？
You may have seen it on a video on YouTube or you've seen it in real life.
你可能在 YouTube 的视频里或者真实生活中见过。
But you'll see parents, a parent walking with their child.
你看到父母和小朋友一起。
Walking along with the child.
跟小朋友一起走。
But as soon as the child is about to step into the way of danger,
每当这小孩要踏入一个危险的境地的时候，
you'll see the arm of the parent just swoop right in.
你就看到爸爸妈妈的手就马上把他抱起来。
Right. You'll see the arm of the parent just swoop right in and grab that child's shirt or put their arm around the child.
你就看到父母亲一把把这个孩子抓起来。
Just swoop right in and save that child from danger.
就一把把他抓起来，让他避免危险。
One time, Bex told me that she was at a swimming party with our second child, Abby.
我太太有一次跟我们二女儿在一起，在一个游泳池那里。
And she saw that Abby was playing in the steps of the pool.
Bex 看到 Abby 在游泳池的台阶上玩。
She was near Abby.
Bex 离 Abby 很近。
Watching Abby play.
看着她玩耍。
Abby didn't have a float device.
Abby 没有带救生圈。
But as soon as Abby started to walk down the stairs.
当 Abby 走下台阶的时候。
And she saw the bubbles of Abby in the surface and Abby wasn't coming up.
她看到这个 Abby 的头上开始有泡泡。
My wife, her arm swooped in.
我的太太就马上一把把孩子抱起来
and brought her out of the water.
把她从水里抱出来。
Have you ever seen a picture like that before?
你见过这样的一幅图景吗？
I even remember my mom. I mean, she never saved me from drowning. But any time I'm sitting in the front seat with mom when I was little.
当我小的时候跟坐在前座的时候。
Have any of you Asian moms done this before? Have any of you mothers done this before? As soon as you have to have an emergency brake.
当母亲们记得吗？每当你要紧急刹车的时候
，What does your arm do？
你的手臂要怎么做
？Right there, just like that, mom. The arm goes out.
妈妈的手马上去保护。
All the time.
总是这样。
Speedy moms. That's what his mom
喜欢开快车的妈妈。
And all of a sudden you break, and what do? Your arm swoops out.
你一踩刹车，你的手自然的就。展开去保护孩子。
If you really got in an accident, your arm ain't gonna do nothing. Okay.
如果真的有事故的话，你的手臂于事无补。
But it's the heart of the mother.
但这是母亲的心。
It's the heart of the father. I do that with my kids. I don't even know why. I think I learned this from my mom.
我想我也可从我妈妈身上学到。
The heart of the parent.
父母的心。
That as soon as there is an emergency,
一有危险
，your arm goes out.
你的手臂就挥出去。
Your arm swoops right over.
你的手臂马上伸展出来
，to make sure that no harm will befall your beloved child，
来确保你所深爱的孩子不受到伤害。
Whatever situation that you're facing in life，
不管你生命中面对什么
，where you are tempted to turn or to sin against the Lord，
当你受到试探，想要犯罪，想要远离神
，you better believe that you're not alone。
你要相信你不孤单
，that the Lord is with you。
神与你同在。
His power is with you.
他的大能与你同在。
He wants you to learn from the mistakes that have gone before you.
他想要你从之前的错误吸取教训。
But God's word gives us this picture that God's arm will always swoop in.
但是神的话给我们这样一幅图画，他的手臂总是保护我们。
He promises to always give you a way out.
他应许总要给你一条出路。
He will always say, I'm here to swoop you and show you this way to safety.
他应许你，我要救你脱离险地，我要给你看正确的道路。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this passage is talking about all the struggles that Christians may face on this race.
这段经文告诉我们基督徒在这场赛跑中想要会要遇到的困难。
It's a tough passage.
这是一条艰难的道路。
Because it does talk about the warnings against temptation and turning from God.
这段经文蛮难的，因为它讲到了一些试探，要离远离神的试探。
But it's because it's true.
但这是真实的。
There are times in the race where there are obstacles and we can trip and fall.
在赛跑中会有障碍，让我们跌倒。
It is true that there are Christians struggling today in our church and they are not running.
也是真实的，今天我们教会中就有弟兄姐妹在这场赛跑中停滞不前。
But I want to share with you
但我想和大家分享,
that whatever you are facing today,
不论你今天在面对什么,
God loves you so much.
神如此的爱你,
you are not running this race alone.
你不是一个人在孤独地奔跑,
and God will always, before you trip and fall, His arm will swoop in.
神总是在那里, 在你摔跤跌倒之前, 祂的手臂要保护你,
and He will provide a way for you,
祂会为你开一条出路,
so that you don't have to turn your back to Him,
所以你不要远离祂,
so that you can continue to run the race,
所以你就可以继续为祂奔跑。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much,
天父, 我们真是感谢你,
that in this short few verses,
在这短短的几节经文里,
that were a little bit hard for me to process.
我不是很容易理解。
I thank you for showing me your message for your people today.
我感谢你显示给我看你对你的子民要讲的话。
Oh Lord, I pray that you are speaking to every one of your beloved children.
主啊, 求你对每一位你所深爱的孩子讲话。
As I prayed for your flock, myself included, this week,
我在为我自己包括我自己在内的你的羊群祈祷。
Oh Lord, I was reminded how much you love your flock.
我再一次的被提醒,你是如此的爱你的羊群。
That your strong arm is always ready to swoop in.
你大能的膀臂总是要来保护我们。
And Lord, you want us to keep running with your strength, with your power, and with joy.
主啊, 你愿意我们不断地带着喜乐, 带着能力为你奔跑。
Lord, there are brothers and sisters that are struggling this morning.
主啊, 今天早上, 我们有一些弟兄姐妹在挣扎。
Oh Lord, speak to them.
主啊, 对他们讲话。
Remind them that your strong arm is the loving arm of the loving parent.
主啊, 提醒他们, 你大能的膀臂就像父母对他们深爱的孩子所伸出的保护的手一样。
Remind them that they are not alone.
提醒他们, 他并不孤单。
Remind them that even if they have fallen and stumbled,
提醒他们, 即便他们摔倒了, 跌跤了,
that you are there to pick them up.
你在那里, 要扶他们起来。
Teach our church to be a church that also looks around.
教导我们教会都能够四处的看。
Look around for brothers and sisters that may have stumbled in the race.
我们看看我们身边有没有弟兄姐妹在赛跑中跌倒。
Help us to be brothers and sisters who can also have signs of support and words of encouragement to help our brothers and sisters in this race.
帮助我们成为彼此扶持,彼此鼓励的赛跑中的一起奔跑的弟兄姐妹。
Oh Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
主啊,我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.